אשירה לשם בחיי, אז אמרה לו קי מאודי, ירה ולשיחי, אנוכי אשמח בשם. אשירה לשם בחיי, אז אמרה לו קי מאודי, ירה ולשיחי, אנוכי אשמח בשם. יתמו יתמו חטאי מן הארץ, יתמו יתמו חטאי מן הארץ, חטאי מן הארץ, ורשעי מודנה, ברכי נפשי לשם הללויה. יתמו יתמו חטאי מן הארץ, יתמו יתמו חטאי מן הארץ, חטאי מן הארץ, ורשעי מודנה, ברכי נפשי לשם הללויה.
קולי שבשופר, למה בא? וכל זה שמתי אל ליבי עד ש...
My voice in the shofar. In the horn, why did it come? I noticed all this and I could not withhold myself anymore from revealing from what I looked and what I found written in those books about the ways of correction of our complete and absolute future. And I went out and called out to the people of the world with this shofar, with this horn. And in my view, an estimate, it will be enough to gather all the people of the world to start learning and delving in the books and sentence themselves and the whole world to the side of merit. Ba'asalam, the writings of the last generation. Again, my voice in the shofar, in the horn, why did it come? I noticed all this. I saw all this and I could not withhold myself anymore, and I resolved to reveal what I saw and what I found written in those books about the ways of correction of our determined future. And I went out and called out to the people of the world with this horn, and in my view and estimate, it will be enough to gather all the people of the world to start learning and delving in the books, and they will sentence themselves and the whole world to the side of merit. Workshop question. What does it mean to be a 10?
להיות עשירייה זה להיות כלי שמתאים.
מה זה להיות עשירייה?
What is it to be a 10? What does it mean to be a 10? It's a good question. Actually, a 10 is the concentration of all the aspirations towards the Creator. When it all comes to a single place and a single desire, it's called a 10.
A 10 is a spiritual lack. I think our learning and all of our engagement in the wisdom, Throughout it, we just look for the spiritual spark, how we clothe it in a complete chisaron, lack, and how we achieve dvikut and adhesion with the Creator. This is the work.
10 is a collection of people who took upon themselves the conditions of arvut, and they're trying to carry them out full force.
Ten is
when a person wants to see the desires of others and fulfill them in order to bring contentment to the Creator. It's a connection between the sparks, the points in the hearts, and the place for the revelation of the Creator. It's dressed in people who carry out certain conditions, etc. But really, the unit of life, the basic unit of spiritual life.
I missed the beginning of this cycle, but in my view, from the perspective of the Creator, when you have a 10, when there's a desire to start the process, even if they are still nothing, if they want and exert, from the perspective of the Creator, it's like the cutest baby that he has to change diapers to, and he's smiling, as long as we want to go in that direction.
Ten is the only kli through which we can discover the Creator.
Why? Because it's in the image of the Creator. It's the appearance of the Creator, of the creature in the form of the Creator. This ten is this unit that is in dvikut, in adhesion with Him.
The ten probably is man's relation to reality, through which is entirely tense-filled, and every thought and action is above reason.
The ten is a perception of reality where the lack is of the other and the filling is of, from the Creator.
And it's the form of life of the last generation.
L'chaim. This morning we heard that if a ten is connected correctly, in the midst of them there is the guide, meaning among themselves they can find the direction of advancement.
Yeah, I don't know what else to add, that the ten is everything. If we work with it correctly, then there's really the kli, the creator, the opportunities, the discernments, the guide. We only have to know how to work correctly in the ten.
Right. The guide is the upper force that guides us exactly what to do and how. And the ten is the spiritual structure that exists in the created being. Spiritual lack that is in equivalence.
The spiritual structure from which each and every one together in connection can bring contentment to the force that appears.
The forms of connection between a group of people that wants to reveal the Creator. And they are revealed in ten qualities called the ten.
The soul, my soul.
It is the place to which we should yearn all day long.
I don't have more to add. We're already in the third round, so probably the ten is something very lofty. We have to yearn for the Creator to allow you to be a part of Him in this life.
Right. Now, we're about to begin a lesson, and it's an opportunity because in the lesson we evoke our common togetherness that can build from us something beyond, that is beyond this world. We have to yearn specifically through the ten and bring contentment by this.
These are seemingly separate and opposite parts, but they connect in Him, in the upper force, in the intention and desire to bring Him contentment.
A ten is the opportunity of a person to realize the freedom of choice that he was given.
It's this weaving of negative and positive forces that together form the revelation of the upper force. It's where we can realize the formula: Israel, the light, and the Creator are one.
Truth is, I don't know what it is, but I really want it.
Is 10 minyan, we will establish it here in our seminary together and invite the Creator by that, the upper force. As we heard from Baal HaSulam's quote from the last generation, how needed is this horn and how the whole of creation awaits it. And we have to generate this minimal force of the 10 that can be like a horn. And this is really our work and our role to work on that.
I guess the 10 is not really a group, not really a society, not really an environment. It's probably something more internal, more accurate. I guess it's working three lines.
10 is the original structure after the shattering.
Amen.